Hi, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome. Glad you joined me today. I guess probably most of you know that my father was Oral Roberts. So I grew up in the home of Oral Roberts in my childhood, and I learned many, many wonderful things from him. I thank God for that, but I learned one thing above everything else. It's very, very important to me that I learned that God is my source. Pretty powerful statement, isn't it? God is my source. My bank is not my source. The bank is an instrument. My wife, my children, they're not my source. They're instruments. My job, my ministry, it's not my source. Those things are instruments. God is my source. God, who created everything that you can see and what you cannot see, is my source. And friend, if he is my source, then he needs to be your source too. I learned about making him the source of my life and looking to him as the author and finisher of my faith. The second thing that he taught me is how to make my life a seed. How to give of my time, my love, my money, my prayers, my smiles. He taught me that everything I do can be a seed if I will think of it in those terms. Now, there's something special about a seed. Scientists still cannot really fully explain what happens to a seed. They know that a seed goes into the ground and dies and produces. Well, how is that possible? Well, in the natural, it's not possible, I guess, but it's a supernatural thing. The good news is, when you plant seed, the seed knows what to do. I recently saw a photograph of a big rock, huge, huge boulder. And out of the top of it was growing a tree. And I thought to myself, how in the world could a tree grow out of a boulder? I realized that somehow, somewhere along the line, someone must have climbed up on it and dropped some seed, or maybe some blew in by the wind. And the rain caught it, and it caught a crevice of the rock, and the next thing you know, there was a tree growing out of it. And that tree was over 6 feet tall, out of a rock. A friend of mine told me that he had not been down in his basement below his home in a long time. And after several months, he decided to go down there and check on things. And when he got down there, he saw that a plant, a big weed-type plant, had grown right through the cement floor. There's something very, very potent about a seed. You just can't stop a seed. A seed will grow. One of my associates went out in his yard with his wife and planted about 50 pumpkin seeds. They wanted to grow pumpkins this year. I'm thinking about this because we're getting near time of harvest for pumpkins. And out of that 50 seeds that he sowed, the pumpkin vines have come up like crazy. They have gone through his fence, outside the fence in his yard. And he's got 3 to 5 pumpkins growing on each vine. Each pumpkin, they say, will produce from 500 to 800 seeds. He's going to have more pumpkins than he knows what to do with. You just can't stop the power of a seed. And my father taught me, number one, that God is my source. Number two, I can give of myself. And number three, I can expect a harvest. I can expect a miracle. You know, when a farmer plants seed, he then shifts gears and looks to the harvest, because he knows that that seed sown into the ground knows what to do. He knows that if it's watered and gets sunshine, it's going to produce a bountiful harvest. So the farmer gets excited at planting time because he knows what's coming. He knows there's a harvest time. And every time I give of my love, I give of my prayers, I give of my time, I give of my ministry, I give an offering, or whatever it is, I have a Bible right to expect God to use that seed for his glory, for his honor, and then multiply it back to me, as the scripture says in Luke 6:38, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I'm telling you, it's a Bible principle. Now, there are some people who say, well, I give, but I don't expect anything back. Well, can you imagine a farmer doing that? Can you imagine a farmer planting seed in his field and never going out and checking on it, never ever gathering in the harvest? What a fool that farmer would be. No, when that farmer plants seed, he expects a harvest. Actually, what he's doing is he's planting seed against his need. Now you say, what do you mean against his need? Well, what is a farmer's need? His need is to reap a harvest. But he knows that the only way to reap that harvest is to plant seed. So he plants a seed against the need that he has. And then when harvest time comes, he receives the blessing. He receives the bountiful blessing because God has multiplied his seed. Now, we're the beneficiaries of that also because we need the food. America, Canada, the nations around us, we need the food. And we ship a lot of food overseas from this country. We need the food. So he sows a seed against his need and produces a bountiful crop. And we're the beneficiaries. Well, I love to give out of my time. I love to spend time praying for people. I love to pray for healing. God's called me into the healing ministry. I love to preach and invest in people's lives. I love to teach the Word of God. I love to do television. I'm doing a live daily television program now. It's seen on the Victory Network. It's seen on the Healing Network. It's seen on YouTube and on our Facebook page. I love doing it. I love sowing my time into people's lives. And I love giving of my finances. Because I know that God will take those finances, he'll use them for his glory, and he'll multiply it back to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's an eternal principle, and it works. But it only works when you and I work it. Seed does not grow in the barn. Seed does not grow in your hand. It grows when you plant it. And when you plant it against your need and add your faith to it, and believe that God will use it mightily and multiply it back, that's when you get yourself into a position to receive a harvest from the seed that you have sown. Now, my father taught me that. It has served me well. It has blessed me all of my life. You didn't have to convince me. It's true because I see it happening every day. And I thank God for it. And So I invest that. I sow that into your life today. And I believe that God will bless me for it. Because that's a principle that I live by. Now, right now, in the authority of Jesus' name, I pray over you. Each one of you watching this special program, I pray over you today. I pray that you would get an understanding that God puts seed in the hand of the sower. And then when it's sown, and when faith is added to it, he brings a bountiful harvest. And I pray over you today. I rebuke Satan and command him to take his hands off of your life. And I pray for healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And I set my faith with you for it to happen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God bless you. See you next time.
The Place for Miracles Live is America's daily healing service. Do you need a miracle in your life, in your health, your finances, or your relationships?
This program is for you. It's for you. Our healing prayers going towards you. That's why we have the Abundant Life Prayer Group. They'll pray and then they'll bring your prayer request to us. This program is about you getting your needs met.
It's the Place for Miracles Live on the Victory Channel, Monday through Friday, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and noon Central Time.